This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Farmers continue to be a politically key group for the president, who tweeted Friday that USDA will, if needed, provide more aid to farmers until the Phase 1 China trade deal, USMCA, and other deals kick in. President Trump surprised farmers and even USDA officials with the announcement that he's willing to approve another round of market facilitation payments if needed. The Washington Post reported Saturday that the top USDA official said last week China might end up buying just $14 billion in U.S. farm goods this fiscal year, far short of the $40 billion Trump promised. But that is not what USDA chief economist Rob Johansson told hundreds or more attendees at the 96th Annual Ag Outlook Forum while discussing the coronavirus's impact.
Private sector forecasts have lowered their estimates of China's first quarter GDP by as much as 2 percentage points. It's far too early to tell what the final impacts will be, but most of those forecasting operations expect the second quarter, third quarter, and fourth quarter in China to rebound.
At a press conference, reporters later asked Secretary Sonny Perdue about the gap between the $40 billion and $14 billion.
If I wasn't clear enough, the WASI report that was referred to earlier did not contemplate the Phase 1 at that point in time. We talked about that, and it was determined not to include that initially in this expectation. So we do believe those numbers will be surpassed.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval also said he was optimistic China will buy more than $14 billion in U.S. ag products based on conversations with China's ag minister. Moving on now to a quick note from USDA NAS. They released the Illinois Crop Progress and Condition Report yesterday, Monday. Statewide, the average temperature for the month of February thus far is 30.8 degrees. That's 1.7 degree above normal. Precipitation for the month averaged 1 52 hundredths inches, 0.6 of an inch below normal. As of February 23rd, Sunday, topsoil moisture supply was rated at 63% adequate and 37% surplus. The subsoil moisture supply is 73% adequate and 27% surplus. Winter wheat condition rated at 2% very poor, 6% poor, 36% fair, 46% good, and 10% excellent. We'll have another March report come out at the end of that month, with weekly reports returning in April. And we'll continue into a report from the St. Louis District Dairy Council following these messages.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go towards the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn "I can't afford life insurance" into "I can start protecting my family today." Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641. And always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
No one seems quite sure where the legend of George Washington and the cherry tree started. But one thing is for sure. February, the month of Washington's birthday, is traditionally cherry dessert month. Make your desserts even better with pure, natural, high-quality, farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products, topped with Prairie Farms whipped cream. For a healthy February drink, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
And we're back here on your Tuesday Afternoon Ag Show. With February coming to a close at the end of the week, we'd like to recognize that February is Lactose Intolerance Month. Here to talk about lactose intolerance and how dairy foods can still fit into your healthy diet is Jill Williams, nutrition educator and registered dietitian with the St. Louis District Dairy Council.
So lactose is a natural sugar. It's found in milk and any foods that are made with milk. And lactose intolerance is a food sensitivity. It's not an allergy or a disease. It results from not having enough lactase, which is the enzyme in our body that actually digests lactose. So the result of this is just being intolerant, having some uncomfortable like stomach side effects when you eat something with lactose.
And as you covered there in that part of the question, lactose intolerance is not the same as a milk allergy. They're two separate things.
Right. It's not the same. A milk allergy is caused by a reaction to the protein in milk. So those people that have a true milk allergy are not able to have any dairy products. So oftentimes those with lactose intolerance think that they're unable to have any dairy products in their diet. And we'll talk about, kind of why that's incorrect.
Can only adults be intolerant to dairy?
Well, intolerance to dairy is less common in children. Of course, it could happen, so be sure to consult with your physician if your child is experiencing side effects. If your child does have lactose intolerance, it's important to get lactose-free milk. So about 1 out of 2 kids ages 9 and up don't get enough calcium, vitamin D, and potassium. So those all are nutrients of public health concern. Milk is the number one food source of these three nutrients, and it also provides other essential nutrients to help kids keep growing strong. So adults may make less lactase over time, which is that enzyme that we need to digest dairy, and that's why lactose intolerance is more common in adults than in children. So, it does kind of maybe get worse over time, or you might just realize that you are lactose intolerant as you get older. So that's why it's more prevalent in adults than children.
I know a few people that have gotten more sensitive to it over time. And
right.
They're about my age, about 25, and sometimes they can barely have dairy. But they said, as a kid, I could drink milk all the time.
Sure,
so
yeah.
It is something that develops over time or could.
Right.
So if people that do experience lactose intolerance, how could they get all the nutrients they need without dairy? Of course, we've always talked that dairy has quite a few of them.
Right.
But if they're missing out on that, how could they find an alternative source?
You know, health and nutrition experts recommend individuals with lactose intolerance try and keep dairy in their diet to meet those recommendations of 3 per day. And we'll talk about that in a minute, how you can still get dairy in your diet if you're lactose intolerant. The dairy food group includes milk, yogurt, and cheese. That provides key nutrients like calcium, potassium, and vitamin D. And it is difficult to get enough of these nutrients if you don't have dairy in your diet.
So how could somebody include dairy in their diet if they are lactose intolerant? Probably mostly moderation.
Right. So you want to start with a small amount of milk daily and increase gradually until you find the amount that works with your tolerance level. So everyone is kind of a little bit different when it comes to that. Solid foods help slow down digestion and allow the body more time to digest lactose. You can try drinking milk with meals or blending it in like a smoothie or adding it to cereal or oatmeal for a like protein-packed breakfast. Cheeses contain really minimal amounts, less than 1 gram of lactose, due to the steps in cheese making and aging. So they don't actually contain as much lactose as milk does. You know, a lot of people that are lactose intolerant can still tolerate cheese. And cheese, pairs really well with all the other food groups, of course. Yogurt has lactose, but it's unique because its live and active cultures help digest the lactose, which can make it easier for people to tolerate. So there's less lactose in Greek yogurt because of the straining process, to create that thick texture that removes some of the lactose. Additionally, it has the live and active cultures. You can also find, lactose-free yogurt as well.
And what are some other lactose-free foods? Of course, we talked that they have milk on the market, and I'm sure they have multiple other sources just besides milk.
Right. So if you can't tolerate regular milk at all, you can also choose lactose-free products like the milk, the yogurt, the ice cream, sour cream, cottage cheese. Those are all available in your local grocery stores. These products contain the same nutritional benefits of dairy. They are still dairy. They still have calcium, potassium, vitamin D. They have great flavor. They just are missing that lactose. So the lactase enzyme that's needed to break down these products during production, therefore the lactase has already been broken down or digested, if you will. And you can substitute these products in your favorite recipes. For example, you can make a fruit and yogurt parfait with lactose-free strawberry yogurt, fresh strawberries and granola, or you can add lactose-free milk to soups, things like that. We have a creamy tomato basil recipe that we're highlighting this month on our recipe, and that uses lactose-free milk in it. So there's also supplements that you can buy. So there's lactase supplements that you can take prior to enjoying dairy foods to eliminate those possible side effects of lactose. I have a friend that's lactose intolerant, but she really loves ice cream. So whenever she goes out for ice cream, she just takes, you know, one of the little lactase supplements. And then that way she, you know, has an easier time digesting it.
And that's what I was going to ask. I saw that on there. I'm like, so it's kind of almost like a vitamin in a way.
It is. You. Yeah, you just take it before you have those dairy products. And that lactase helps to digest that lactose, you know, that's in that product.
And if more people would like some more resources, kind of to research on their own online, of course, you have the website for them to do that.
Yes, our website is stldairycouncil.org. You can find a tip sheet on lactose intolerance over there. If you go in our resources materials section, we also have our featured recipes. Like I said, we have two recipes this month. One is a smoothie and one is a soup, and they're both lactose-free. And then we also have our Facebook and our Instagram at STL Dairy Council. If you search for that, you can see kind of what we're doing out in the community and all of our initiatives.
And again, that was Jill Williams with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. And that'll wrap up this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. But remember, if you have anything for us ag-related that you'd like to have aired here on WSMI, you can email that to us at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. So for this Tuesday afternoon, February 25th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.